97.5, The Fanatic.
We move into the 2 o'clock hour here on this Sunday afternoon at 97.5, The Fanatic. So we've put a couple of things on the table today, talking about sports departures of great athletes in this city, and that was spurred by the fact of Malcolm Jenkins yesterday writing an article to the city of Philadelphia, and not just talking about his career, but also his finding a home and a place in the Philadelphia community. And then we were also putting together, because when I leave here today, I'm going to try to get a walk, because they say you got to keep exercising, even though I can't be with friends out and about. And so I've been trying to put together a sports playlist that helps us go back to being in the arena, being at the ballpark. And who better to help me with music than the great Matt Cord, Sixers PA announcer. Matty Cord, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you, Denise?
I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there. You would appreciate this because you do know my family. Something I had not thought of that was kind of fun to watch. Tim had a conference call the other day with his work people, and then later in the afternoon, they had a virtual happy hour.
I love it.
So people got on the computers, and whatever you wanted to make as your drink of choice, they did a happy hour, and they kind of, similar to after when you leave work or we leave a game, we go and get a drink and talk about the game or what went down, and that's what they did the other day, but they did it virtually.
That's funny.
I
that's
know,
good.
Right?
Hey,
yes.
I've been listening to you for about a good half hour.
Yes.
I want to know where you were when Alexei Shved was traded.
That's a great one. That's a great name from the past, right?
Right. Remember his number?
No.
He wore 88.
88. That was Lindros' number, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so bizarre. You never see a basketball player with 88.
No. That's a riot. All right, wait a minute. Yeah. When you would say his name, he would only come in off the bench. Did he ever start a home game that you had to come up with something?
I think he started once.
One? All right.
I do. Because he was from Russia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know how you would have. Shved. I don't know.
Yeah. And he was a guard, right?
Absolutely. His overseas career obviously was better than here, though I do think he had some good playing time in Minnesota at some point.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Before I get to songs, I always like to think when I talk to you, because I saw Isaiah Cannon in one of my last G League games before everything got shut down, and your cannonball was always one of my favorite.
Cannonball!
Do you have ones that you enjoy saying more than others?
Iverson's my favorite, but I like saying Jermaine Jones. Just because it was at that time, he was on that 2001 team, and it was like one of my signature, Jermaine, and then wait for the Jones, and he goes, Jones. And to me, I don't know, I just had the most fun, and I told him that every time, he'll come to games.
Oh, he comes to games a lot, yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're my favorite, he always laughs.
I did appreciate the dish from Ish. That was a good one for me, and bad basketball time, but he was a great guy. And I'll never forget, because you did that, I once had, at the time, keep in mind, this was years ago, so my youngest son brought a dish to the game, and Ish signed it. And he has,
I think Ish was, at one point, dishing to Alexei Shved.
Probably was.
Yeah.
It probably was. All right, let me ask you a question. The music that plays in arena, because sometimes we know the music is playing, or sometimes we don't exactly know what the song is. But there are songs, for instance, Gary Glitter, and I didn't even know the title of the song, but everybody
knows. Rock and Roll Part 2,
exactly. So that plays in every arena.
Yeah.
Take Me Out to the Ballpark plays at most seventh inning stretches, though I gave you the example of Sweet Caroline at Fenway Park, and everybody goes, so good,
Yeah. Seventh inning, right?
Right, exactly. So are there songs that you guys play, I know that's not your part of the deal, but that are played at the Wells Fargo that are, kind of known to be played?
It's a big song now, and it was probably released maybe 12 years ago is the White Stripes Seven Nation Army. Everyone's using it.
Oh, yeah, all colleges.
Yeah, that's become this day and age is Gary Glitter Rock and Roll Part 2.
Okay.
We don't play that a lot. I always ask the guys upstairs, like, when we're getting close, you know, we get the close game, like, come on, throw on Jump Around. Jump Around.
Jump Around came up on the Billboard list because they had a top 100 that they tried to make that could play in any arena. Because there's some that are specific to cities that everybody knows, and that's the 10-9-8 obviously plays here.
And well, and people get mad when they're in other arenas and they play the Rocky theme song. They're like, you know, and they play, that's played in a lot of arenas. People are like, what are they doing? That's our song. You know, it's a silly thing.
But
I've been told by numerous people that go to other games, like, they play Rocky. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
What song do they do? I should know this because it's been for years. But when they do the Carlton sweater thing, there has to be music that's playing.
Yeah, it's that song.
I don't even know what song that is. But and like,
is it Tom Jones? It's Not Unusual.
Oh yeah, It's Not Unusual. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Now, I wonder if anybody does that in any other arena, or do we do that just because it's Fresh Prince and Will Smith? I guess it's just ours.
Yeah. Do you remember the time? And this is probably 2012-13 when Will's at a game and we did it.
And did
they put him on camera and he started dancing to it?
Oh, he did dance to it?
At first, he was kind of like, what? And then he's like, all right.
Yeah, there's some that go, and now they do other songs. It's really to try to get crowd involvement with dance moves. Like the kid that's up above, behind you, if you're facing the court, to your right, that young kid who can do the Fortnite dances. Anthony.
Yeah.
And
he's right above the tunnel.
Yeah, right above the tunnel. I haven't seen him this year, but last year, obviously, he was famous.
He's a big star.
He's a star.
He was going on Good Day Philadelphia and Channel 7. Yeah, he was booked on every station.
Yeah. But again, I don't know what song's playing. How could I would have to go back and look at what do they do to do that dance.
And it's changed. I mean, like, it's changed over the years. I'm not a big hip-hop guy. I'm more of a rock guy. I mean, do you remember, like, when Pat used to run the team, we had the house band playing in the corner there.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, but that was more like, they were playing like, you know, Hendrix and Bob Seger, and, you know, players these days would be like, nah.
Yeah, what's that?
We don't need a house. Yeah.
Well, now a big part of the pregame is DJ.
Yeah, we have DJ Ghost right on the
court. Yeah, Ghost right there. And then during the game, he's in the corner. I love Ghost.
Yeah, players ask for requests and stuff. And, you know, I always joke to them. I'm like, hey, you got any Come On Eileen? Kind of like laughs at.
That's all right. All right, wait, before I let you go, because I just enjoy talking to you, can you give, I love the story of, because you get to see people when they're checking in. You're doing the announcements of both teams, you know, of lineups to start the game, but can you share your Karl Malone is one of my favorites.
Karl Malone?
Yes.
Wait, can I just do a quick Axl Rose story too?
Oh, yes, please do.
So Axl came to the finals in 2001. He came to game, it must have been game three.
Wow.
And he brought, my friend Tommy Stinson was in his band at the time. So Tommy's like, hey, I'm going to come to the game. Can I bring Axl? I'm like, sure. You know, and Axl never goes out. It was his first time he ever saw a basketball game. So, you know, the game, we lose, and we go in the back, and we're having drinks at the courtside club, and Axl looks at me and goes, hey, did you play Welcome to the Jungle because I was there today? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I heard in the arena you guys are going to play. I'm like, Axl, it's a huge arena song. He goes, it is? I'm like, dude.
He did not know Welcome to the Jungle was played all the time.
He's like, I'm like, you got to talk to your lawyer. he thought that we played it because he was in there. I'm like, we played every game, and so did the Phillies across the street, and so did the Flyers. And
oh my
it was
god,
just so
that
funny!
Is...
He's like,
I have a question.
No,
is he from here?
No, he lives out in Malibu. He's from Indiana, but it was, you know, it was pretty cool that he came to the game.
I think it was awesome.
And then we all went out afterwards, but it was just him asking me, "Hey, did you play that? Did you play that for me?" No, we did not. All right, so Karl Malone.
Yes,
so
Karl Malone, this is good.
We're playing the Utah Jazz. It was a preseason game. And in preseason, I have to, for some reason, we had to introduce the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
So you do like the 10 guys that aren't starting, and then you go to the starters. And for some reason, like I have these little index cards where I would flip the card and it goes to the next player, like a 6-6 card. So his card, when we got to the starters, got stuck. I went from like Greg Ostertag to, you know, who was AK-47? What was his name?
Kirilenko.
Yeah, yeah.
Who actually Carl was part... Kirilenko was part of the process, just so people know out there.
That's right. So anyway...
it all comes back to the process.
It always comes back. As I'm flipping cards, Malone gets stuck in the middle between Kirilenko and Ostertag. You know, and I knew it. And then I finished, and I'm like, I can't go back. And then as soon as we're done with the visiting team, lights go out, and we do the intro. And so I'm thinking, all right, maybe no one noticed it. You know, I just introduced 14 guys. You
right.
know,
yep.
So we lights go out. I do our intros. Lights come up. Everyone's starting ready to get near the table to start the play. And Malone's walking up the table. He's like, "Hey, which guy is the announcer?" I'm like, "Me." He goes, "I'd like to introduce myself to you. 2-time NBA Most Valuable Player, 14-time NBA All-Star, you know, all defensive team 3 times, number 32. I'm like, "Dude, I'm really sorry. Your card got stuck." He's like, "What?"
That would not
I'm
go over.
The card.
Yeah, that would not go over well with Mr. Malone. But go ahead. The mailman.
I'm showing him the card. He goes, "What?" I'm like, "See, the staples here, it kind of like grabbed your card." He goes, "So it's the card. The card with the staples." Really? That's why I didn't get introduced, huh? I'm like, "I'm so sorry." And he just walked away. I was like, damn. It's like, I felt so bad. It ruined the entire game. The next year, he came in, and I'm like, there's no way. No, actually, you know what? It was later that season.
A preseason, so you did right. play them once.
Right. He came in, and I'm like, "I'm not missing him. Getting him in there." And I gave him a great intro, and you know, and then I didn't think anything of it. And he walked up to me and goes, "I knew you had it in you. I knew you could do it." And he gave me a good big old smile. I was like, "Oh, thank God. Like, we're friends again.
He was one of the great. I loved covering. I had the pleasure of covering a number of Jazz, yeah. TNT.
The fact that he knew all his stats when he introduced himself.
Oh, don't be surprised.
Yeah. And he ended it with like a 6'8" power forward from Louisiana Tech. It was just like, oh, and then me trying to explain to him, like, "Well, the staple stuck on the card here, and that's why you didn't get introduced." He's like, "The card, huh?
The card and the staple.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing a great job. I enjoy listening to you. I know it's really hard for you guys because there's nothing to talk about as far as sports.
Like, it's
you
tough.
Know, I'm on MGK every day, and I'm like, hey, here's an 8-minute song, you know?
Sure.
And then, you know, you guys, Sports Talk Radio, God bless you guys, all of you guys.
All right. Well, I wanted you to be a part of my show today because I appreciate your...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.